It gives me great pleasure now to welcome the semi-supervillains.
Living inside my own head, and I never thought to speak my mind. Ever since she'd been in my life, never thought I'd see that face. Had all I could ever ask for, fully unsatisfied. When I came, it was taken from me, almost fell and cried. As my consciousness boards a swinging ship, it's never felt like this before. You need to learn to open up, that's what you said to me. Right one bit at all, I laugh to see you fall. Never sleeping in my own bed when I try to get a hold of things. Every time I get a handle, a new piece gets thrown in the mix. All I had was what I asked for, I never had to make a sacrifice. But when I did, I fell to my knees. What's right for all is all we need. As my consciousness boards a swinging ship, it's never felt like this before. You need to learn to open up, that's what you said to me.
Semi-supervillains, it sounds great to hear you. And Vinny, welcome. Tell me just a little bit about the band, how you guys got together.
We started the band at Duke.
Hear all the screaming out there. It's really...
yeah, they're really enjoying the music. We started as a band. We met up at Duke University, and we're playing the local scene. Forrest and I, we went to pharmacy school there. And then we met up with James and my brother. He plays with us sometimes too. But earlier this spring, we did a cross country trip for 2 months. We went down to Texas through Tennessee, you know, everywhere through, and we recorded this EP. Normally, we do play a lot more rock and roll music, but we decided to do something more stripped down, just to kind of like test ourselves to see that we can do different alleys of songwriting and things like that. So that's. That's what you're hearing today.
So are you from Pittsburgh originally?
I'm actually originally from Weirton, West Virginia. Just for those of you who don't know, it's about 45 minutes west of Pittsburgh.
Not far at all.
No.
In fact, Weirton's closer than some suburbs in terms of getting out there. Gosh, it's been a long time. Last time I was at Weirton, it was in a can manufacturing plant a zillion years ago. And I can't remember the name of it, but might have been Continental. I it's been a long, long time. So Duquesne brought you to Pittsburgh, and pharmacy is your major,
right? Yeah, we just graduated. We're actually pharmacists now. But
congratulations! What made you choose pharmacy?
Well, it's a very stable career, and as much as we love to write and play music to touch people, but we feel that, you know, with healthcare, we can really make an impact every day with everyone. So that's why we chose our careers.
Yeah, that's something. It's funny. I never considered it. I have a chemical engineering degree, so I think I'd find it curious, you know, to do those sorts of things. I'm glad you're here doing this. Let's meet everybody else in the band real quickly. That was Vinny. Why don't we shift over? Yeah, and we'll get a chance to meet everybody here. James, good morning. Tell me about yourself a little bit. Are you from the area?
I am, yeah. I grew up just outside of Pittsburgh, out in Harrison City. And I've been playing music for a few years now, and that's how I got to meet Vinny and join the band, was playing with another band of mine.
Excellent. What band is that?
It's Turnpike Gardens.
Okay. It's okay. Turnpike Gardens, which is a neighborhood Monroeville or Plum.
Out in Monroeville.
Yeah, I know exactly where that is. Well, excellent. Nice to meet you. And let's say hello to Forrest, who's over here on the keys. I should say that Vinny, you probably figured out, was guitar and vocals. James is playing a cajon that he's sitting on. And Forrest, how are you?
I'm great. It's great to be here.
So you're the non-Duquesne.
No, I was with at Duquesne with Vinny.
Oh, okay. Well. Yeah. You were there too. The non-pharmacist?
I am the pharmacist.
You're all pharmacists? Oh, no. Okay. No, James is a pharmacist.
Me and James grew up actually pretty close to each other, though. I'm from Irwin, PA, and right down the road from James. So.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet all three of you, and this new EP, is it out and ready to go?
Yep, it's available on Bandcamp exclusively for download.
Excellent. Well, let's hear another song from it. We'll talk a little bit more, too. What would you like to do next?
This next song is actually about my hometown, Weirton, West Virginia, since we were talking about that. It's called No Desire.
Once again, you're about to hear music from the Semi-Supervillains.
Please don't let me
semi-supervillains. I like the name. You've probably been asked before how it came to be, but I'm kind of curious. It's not a question I ask very often. I like it.
Well, for semi-supervillains, we're not that good, we're not that bad, so everyone's just kind of like vanilla with us.
You know, that's true. When I get teased every now and then, when somebody recognizes my voice and I'm with somebody, they'll like tease me and say, "You're a celebrity," and I'll always say, I'm a genuine pseudo-celebrity. And actually, that's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
Exactly.
I never thought about it. Pseudo-celebrity, semi-super-villain is just about right. You guys, you mentioned the trip that you took before. Was that your first time out on the road?
No, it wasn't necessarily. We've been up through Canada before. We've traveled up through Toronto, Ottawa, Quebec, and then this was our first time through Texas and Tennessee that way. So it was really, I mean, we went down in February and we went from, you know, the Pittsburgh weather we have here to just beautiful, like 80 degrees and sunny every day.
Yeah, that sounds great. And how did folks react to your music?
Down in Texas,
mm-hmm.
we mostly played at the South by Southwest festival down there. So I mean, most people there weren't even from Texas.
Yeah, that's a pretty
big, yeah.
That's a pretty amazing opportunity to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And in fact, at their website, I think it's on your website, you can see some pictures of that.
Oh yeah.
In a video or two, I was taking a look at that
right
a moment ago. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on Community Radio. Thank you for doing that. The semi-supervillains are here. Really great sound for three people to. I kind of like being able to hear all the intricacies of what you're playing as you play in this kind of setup. When you're more electric, is it still the three of you? Playing, or do you add some other musicians?
Yeah, usually we have a bass player and a second guitar player when we play our rock and roll shows. But for the stripped down performances, we usually just go with the three of us.
Now, I know also you've done some work with the Pirates. May they come back next year with a better season. But tell me about that.
Yeah, we were one of the Friday Night Rocks bands for the Pirates. Actually, it's a funny story. We with Root Sports, we got hooked up with those guys, and they had the music video shoot at Stage AE here on the North Shore of Pittsburgh on the March 20th. Our last show in Texas was on the 18th, so we had to end up driving 24 hours straight back to Pittsburgh to make this 8 a.m. video shoot for this thing. But we're one of the Friday Night Rocks bands. It was all summer, alternating with the Common Heart and Brighton Boys, also two other Pittsburgh bands. We just did our little song and hope for the Pirates and hope to get a little bit more exposure with that. But it was a fun trip.
Oh, I'll say that's a nice break too. It has to be fun. How did you feel about seeing yourself on TV?
It was pretty neat. It was a big relief just because we didn't even think we were going to make it back. Just because, I mean, from Austin, Texas to Pittsburgh, 24 hours straight. I think we stopped for 45 minutes in Kentucky to get lunch.
Wow.
But it was, we did not, I mean, that was the longest trip of my life. I didn't think we were going to make it back alive.
Yeah, I'll say. And I'm curious, too, are you playing anywhere locally soon where folks can catch you?
Yeah, today's October 1st. This month we're playing at October 29th at Wiggle Whiskey on the North Shore of the Barrel House. We'll be there from 7 to 9. It's an all-ages event, family-friendly, so you want to stop out, bring your kids. It's a really, really enjoyable time. You know, the Barrel House at Wiggle Whiskey is very beautiful down there on the North Shore, too.
Yeah, that'll be a nice venue for you guys, too. Will you be like this or more of a rock and roll band that night?
Yeah, we will have probably our full lineup for that, doing a two-hour set. But, we could bring this with us, too, just to add a little bit of a depth to the show too.
You're hearing the semi-supervillains. They've got, I think, three songs or so more to offer us. I'm glad and appreciate you guys being here. What do you want to do next?
This next song is it's about champagne.
About champagne. Yeah. This is great. You know, we've got pharmacists. We're talking about whiskey, and now in the champagne we go. Let me get you started.
All right.
Thank you.
lot of potential earworms here from the semi super villains. Nice pop songs. That's a compliment.
Thank you.
As we take a listen to them this morning. What's the name of the new EP again?
It's titled South by South. Southwest. It was recorded, Forrest and I, together while we were spending a few weeks in Texas. Appropriately coined the term Southwest, but we recorded it all there in Georgetown and Austin. And that's what you're hearing songs off of the EP today from our Southwest EP.
That's good. When you're in Pennsylvania, you can say it's southwestern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's
when you're
true.
Down there, you can say it's southwest. I don't know if that's what you were going for or not.
I mean,
it can't be now.
It works out. Yeah.
Now, should I mention Vinny has a Madonna T-shirt on?
Madonna High School.
Oh, Madonna High School.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see that at all. Was that your high school?
Yeah,
in West Virginia.
Madonna High School.
Oh, man, that had to get a little bit of ribbon, or maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, it did a bit, but we won the football state championship senior year, so it was mostly respect that we had to deal with. So
it's funny, from my angle, all I could see is the Madonna, and I was kind of wondering, what kind of Madonna shirt is this? It looks more sports than anything else. Were you surrounded by a lot of music growing up in West Virginia? Because I'm always amazed by how, especially indigenous music, is pretty much throughout the whole state.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting where you are right now last week was Larry Gross, host of Mountain Stage. And he and I were talking a little bit about this. It's there's an awful lot of family music playing, across all sorts of genres of music.
Right. In Weirton, especially growing up, I was always around Rick Wachowski. That's where we record and everything. Rick is like a second father to me. He's great. Rick Wachowski, I remember growing up, I would always see Rick and B.E. Taylor. He recently passed away. May he rest in peace. But always seeing the Christmas shows and different kind of stuff. And that really, to me, that was probably my biggest influence, is just seeing Rick play guitar all the time and, you know, with all his various bands, with, you know, whether it be B.E. Taylor or Crack the Sky or any really group that he was with in a coffee shop or on a big stage. And that was, for me, that was Weirton music. And that's what always, B.E. always used to call Rick the Wizard of Weirton. So.
I forgot about Crack the Sky. Wow. That goes back a ways.
Oh, yeah.
I always think of the music scene in Wheeling, too, which has a real storied history with Capitol Music Hall.
Oh, yeah.
How did you adjust to Pittsburgh? Because it is a little different. Or was it easy for you?
Well, I mean, I realized whenever I was 18 that I wasn't really going to have much of a music career any longer in Weirton. I kind of did everything that I could do. So moving to Pittsburgh was, I felt like, a good step for an 18-year-old to do. You know, not too far from home, but able to play out, you know, 2-3 times a month. You know, and it became, you know, usually every weekend we were playing every Friday and Saturday, you know, at various bars on the south side for, you know, your college friends, that kind of music there, and then also in the coffee shops and things like that, doing more singer-songwriter stuff. And I became really great friends with a lot of the kids in the music school at Duquesne and Forrest as well, you know. The both of us, we were always going in for their recording projects and doing a song or two. I remember, you know, Corey Caruso, he plays for us as well, but he had a recording project, and, you know, he'd call me in to do a song, or he'd call me in to do vocals for a cover that they were doing. And also our good friend Laura Rusak, she's from Irwin as well, she had us do a song or two in the studio there at Duquesne as well.
Did you ever think of jumping schools and going to music school instead of pharmacy school?
You know, I did a lot, especially in my early years, and especially because a lot of my friends, I just kind of surrounded myself by, you know, music school kids, and they became probably some of my best friends, you know, in life. And they always said, you know, especially Laura, she said, you know, don't, because you play a certain way, and it'll change you, force you to play a different way, and you should just, you know, you're doing okay right now with, you know, how you're releasing your music and everything, and, you know, it's tough, you know, with being, making music your number one career, you know, that's, it's really a struggle. But I think with pharmacy, that provides a nice backbone for,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, and I kind of did very much the same thing, in terms of making those decisions. And I know Duquesne's music school, like most, but in particular, Duquesne is pretty challenging. It's very, from what I understand, lots and lots and lots of theory, lots of technology.
Yeah. It's an excellent program.
As well. It's a great program. And it's kind of nice to have the chance to hang around the people, but maybe not necessarily have to do the coursework.
Right, exactly. So. Well, the going through pharmacy school, I mean, I would have traded that for anything.
Yeah, is that like 5 years of pharmacy?
6 years, yeah, at Duquesne.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, I just can't imagine. That's a long program and an awful lot to know. Chemistry and biology and fluid mechanics, and at least I would think.
Right, yeah, I mean, I can tell you about any pill you take and what happens through your entire body whenever it happens, you know, from the day one to day 12. It's pretty crazy, the amount of knowledge that we've got from Duquesne. Also, the pharmacy program is an excellent program.
Very much, yeah. They're known for that program as well. And you can tell me why it's harder for me to get Sudafed than it is to get, say, Motrin. But that's another story.
Yeah. It was actually, bringing that up, Forrest and I just graduated this past May from Duquesne. And for the ceremony, I had the opportunity to play a song for all of my classmates and all the family. And that was probably one of the biggest honors of my life. I think whenever I told my dad, because my dad is a graduate of Duquesne as well, he's a pharmacist as well, I told him, and he said he cried whenever I told him that I was going to be playing a song for graduation. And I ended up playing Across the Universe by the Beatles and did my acoustic version of that up on the big stage there. And that was probably one of the highlights of my musical career so far, just a great honor and privilege to be up there.
That's interesting, because as you were singing, not the last song, but the one before, I was thinking, I'll bet you this guy could do some great Beatles covers.
For sure.
And that's a beautiful song to sing. You probably had quite a still house as you were singing that. Semi-Supervillains are here, and later in the month they'll be at Weigel Whiskey. They have a brand new CD called Southwest. It's an EP. Actually, you can find that at their Bandcamp page, also at their website, which we've linked to. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing that. Let's get to another song. What would you like to do next? We just had some champagne. So next is...
This song I'd like to dedicate to my brother, Nick.
Namaste, I'm guessing. It might be the name of that, or
not. Namaste, my mistake. It's kind of a play on words.
Yeah, I like it. Tell me, is your brother younger or older?
He's about the same age as we are. He's a middle child. Nick plays in the band with us, too. He plays a bit of rhythm guitar. He's down at the West Virginia University in Morgantown. He's a science major down there. He's hasn't really decided what he wants to do yet, but he's thinking pharmacy, to keep it in the family, or... maybe just working as a chemist or something, but I wrote that song for him, my brother, because we fight sometimes, and we make each other bleed, you know, from punching and kicking. But that was one, you know, kind of like I'm sorry.
I've told this quite a few times, but my older brothers, I have two older brothers, are 5 and 6 years older than me, who introduced me to games like, let's see who can punch the other one the softest. I'll go first. I lose, they would say, and off we would, you know, all sorts of things. But if you're the youngest, you can get the older ones in trouble sometimes,
oh, yeah.
too. There's all sorts of things you can do. It's been really fun to have you guys here today. I really appreciate it. And what's the exact way to get to your website? Is it simply semisupervillains.com?
Yeah, semisupervillains.com. That's V-I-L-L-A-I-N-S. Sometimes it's misspelled. Or if you want to check us out on Facebook, it's facebook.com, then /semisuper. And then we're also on Instagram and every social media. If you just type us into Google, you'll find us. So
excellent.
Even if you misspell it.
Well, it's been fun to have all three of you here today, and I hope folks will go and check out your music. We've linked to your sites as well. And let's have you close out with one more song, and let me know what you got.
Thank you, Greg and John, for having us. This last one is called Bad News.
Bad News. Once again, semi-supervillains. Semi-supervillains, thanks for being with us today.